Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. A central Kentucky farmer says the Soybean Promotion Board is putting checkoff dollars to use by promoting the soybean industry. Ryan Bivens from Hodgensville says every farmer has an investment in the checkoff program.
You have two legs of Kentucky soybean. You have, first of all, you have the association, which handles a lot of policy. It's a membership-driven organization. My role is serving as chairman of the promotion board. We are the arm that oversees all the checkoff dollars that come in. You know, every soybean farmer out there has an investment in a checkoff. When they sell a load of soybeans, you know, checkoff is removed from that load. Half of it stays here in the state. The other half goes to USB, which is the national arm of soybean checkoff.
Bivens says one use of checkoff dollars is for promotion and research.
We do a lot of things here in the community and in our state to, as far as research, education, and promoting. We work closely with a lot of the state universities, different ones that do different research projects. We had this event here where we was at with Murray State Soybean Promotion Day. It's something we've done for 15 years. It's a great day for us to promote soybeans here, and we bring in a couple speakers, talk about whether it be a marketing speaker, an agronomy speaker, whatever it may be, just to try to help promote the industry.
He adds another way is to explore new uses for soybeans.
A lot of people, even myself at times now that I'm more educated, people that are soybean producers themselves don't realize how many uses for soybeans there really are in a community. And when a year like this year hits where we've seen the tariffs imposed by China, you know, China was a huge purchaser of our soybeans, and we've seen them back up on that. We've realized how important it is to find these new markets and to find new uses for our product to go towards.
We'll continue talking about soybean promotion in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Kentucky Soybean Board Chairman Ryan Bivens says the state organization is tied closely to the United Soybean Board.
Everything in life's about relationships, I must say. You know, one of the good things you have both those arms I talked about, whether it's association side or the promotion board side in the state here, that get along really well. In a lot of states, you don't find that. So we're very fortunate here in the state that we do that. But we also get along very well with our national associations, with American Soybean Association and the United Soybean Board. We have a great working relationship with both of them, and there's a lot of commingling that goes on as far as sponsoring programs and working together to promote soybeans.
He adds a great staff at Kentucky Soybean Headquarters in Princeton makes all the work possible.
We have the best staff there is available. You know, we couldn't ask for any better staff than what we have.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.